Chapter 1. Don't even get me started on your replacement. Mae West wore a pair of black skin-tight leggings with a lime green wool sweater and her fancy New York booties. I'd noticed those right off when she rolled into my hometown of Normal, Kentucky a few years ago, before I'd moved to Holiday Junction. I mean, literally rolled into town in a camper van. She'd not stopped talking since walking off the airplane at the Holiday Junction airport, which was about the size of her camper van. Mae, this is Rhett Strickland. I barely got the words out between her breaths before a huge smile curled up on her face. She abruptly stopped, flung a strand of her curly honey blonde hair behind her shoulder, and threw her arms around him. Rhett! From her voice, she clearly thought he was someone he wasn't. Nice to meet you. Any friend of Violet's is a friend of mine. Welcome to Holiday Junction. He peeled himself off Mae. His brows rose, and he looked at me with a half-cocked smile. Are all the people from Kentucky this friendly? Because Violet sure wasn't this friendly the day I met her, right in this very spot. He grabbed the handle of Mae's luggage and jerked it to full extension so he could roll it behind him. I guess Violet'll have to bring you home for a visit. Mae wiggled her brows. Oh, no! I cackled out loud and pinched off a piece of the bagel I'd gotten from the airport's small cafe while I'd waited for Mae's plane to land. We aren't an item. Heck no! A weird nervous laugh I'd not recognized came out of me. You said Strickland. Mae started to say something that didn't need to be said before I grabbed her by the elbow, jerking her to me. I'm so glad you called after the Christmas you had. I had to change the subject of my love life when I didn't even know what my love life was all about. Let's get you in the car. Rhett was a catch. Don't get me wrong. We'd had a little spark between us. I'm talking tiny. Just a flicker, really. After there'd been too much going on in my new life to even think about lighting that wick, it was quickly put out. On the other hand, his cousin, Darren, didn't seem like my type, and even though I wasn't on the prowl, he seemed to be around everywhere. Over Halloween, we'd shared a kiss, but it had never gone any further than that. By the way he'd slid me into his arms that night, I thought for sure I'd have a date to the New Year's Eve celebration, the famous Sparkle Ball. But he was like a cricket. Silent during the day, but loud at night. Calling him loud was giving him too much credit. It was the bar he owned that was loud at night, the Jiggle Joint. At least that was what I called it, even though the name on the solid door read Bar. I didn't think I had to say much more than that it was a jiggle joint. Truly, there was a lot more drinking, throwing darts, and rowdy chatter than jiggling going on. I had to walk past the bar every night on my way home from my office at the Junction Journal, the local newspaper of which I was the editor-in-chief, photographer, journalist, and, well, all the things. Rhett is the security guard here at the airport, I told her. We followed Rhett into the one-room terminal before he stopped shy of one of the TSA agents and Dave. Mae's eyes grew big when she saw Dave. Okay, you have no business talking about the strange animals we have back home. Mae laughed. I bet she couldn't wait to tell people back home about him. He was the local rooster who was part of the security team. Dave was better than any sniffing security dog out there. Rhett was confident in telling Mae about Dave and a few of his rooster-sniffing stories. And we have a dog for mayor. That I do know. Mae pointed at the jar on the podium where Dave and the TSA agent were perched. What's that? Those are worms. Treats. Rhett picked up the jar. Dave clucked to life and stood tall like a soldier. I've seen it all. Mae turned to me and wagged a finger. Don't you ever make fun of Normal again. I smiled. Being around Mae brought a sense of familiarity that made me long for the comforts of home.